Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Zandra. May I have your zip code?
Yes, it's 9006. 92240. I'm sorry.
92240?
Yes.
Okay. May I have your first and last name?
Kathy Carter.
Okay. I do see an order in your name here. Will you verify your address?
Yes, it's 66785 8th Street, Apartment 27, Desert Hot Springs, California, 92240.
Okay, thank you. One moment. Okay, so on your account, I see you have placed an order just today. Is that what you're calling
that? I didn't place an order. It told me that I won the mixer and I had to pay the $2, but then when I used my card, it took off $7.95, and I'm trying to see, well, if it said $7.95 and I agreed to it, that's fine. But why would it tell me to pay $2 and then turn around and take $7.95 off my card? And I didn't place the order. I supposedly have won the mixer. So what's really going on? Stop it.
Okay. I'm not sure. Let me take a look here. This is a call center. We do answer the phone for a number of companies that sell products, and this is one of their products. So hold on one moment. Okay, so on this account, you're paying the $7.95 to enter into the contest for the mixer. It's a KitchenAid mixer.
Okay, for a contest?
Yes.
But that's not what it said. It said $2, but it took $7.95 off my card. Can I just cancel the whole thing? Just to get it.
Okay, one moment.
Stop. This is important. Leave things alone. Come on. You don't understand, and I'm not trying to spank you for something you don't understand. Okay?
Okay, so we have the account closed out for you, and we were able to void the charge, so you'll get an email letting you know the charge has been voided.
Okay. Do you have a confirmation number?
The cancellation number is C as in Charlie, 260.
C260.
Zero, another zero. 82.
82.
724.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks for calling customer support. Bye bye.
All right. Thank you.
Bye. You're welcome.
I'm shy.